This is JIS News. Coming up, Southwest Airlines to begin flights to Sangster International, TEF to invest $20 million to boost skill set in tourism sector, and Tax Administration Jamaica collaborating with third-party entities to identify tax dodgers. The details after the break.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. Southwest Airlines will begin flights to the Sangster International Airport on July 1. Southwest, the largest domestic U.S. carrier, will replace its subsidiary AirTran. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the move will allow for greater penetration of the U.S. market.
The U.S. remains our main market. And over the past few years, although we have had growth out of the U.S., we believe that we can do better. And we'll be paying particular attention to this market.
Minister McNeil was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. In the meantime, the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, is to invest $20 million toward the development of a skilled workforce for the industry. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says under the initiative, several target schools will be identified for the development of specific areas of the curricula. He says the program will be implemented by the Education Ministry.
This program will target improvement in the following areas: food and nutrition, food preparation, creative arts including music, languages and agriculture. The schools to be identified will be from the feeder institutions for the tourism areas.
Dr. McNeil adds that this initiative will complement a separate program being implemented by the Tourism Ministry to upgrade performing arts venues in select schools. As part of efforts to increase collections, Tax Administration Jamaica will collaborate with third-party entities to receive information on tax dodgers. Director of Communications at the TAJ, Maris Horton, says under the Revenue Administration Amendment Act 2013, companies will be able to share information about their contractors with the TAJ. She says this will help the TAJ determine if persons are underreporting their earnings.
We're going to be using this information to match it against what we have. So you may have one individual who may be employed as a subcontractor with three different entities. We'll be able, from our data mining, to pick up from that information what is happening. What the strategy seeks to do is to level the playing field, try to ensure that most persons pay their fair share, so it's less burdensome on others.
Ms. Horton was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. And the government has signed a $40 million contract for the implementation of small hydropower projects across Jamaica. The 12-month contract has been awarded to Argentinian company BA Energy Solutions, which will conduct feasibility studies and develop and implement policies and procedures for the management of hydropower projects. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says Jamaica has several potential sites for the development of small hydropower capacity.
The country's small hydro resources can still play an important role in providing low-cost electricity to the electricity grid, as well as expanding energy access to remote locations. This project is valued at just about 40 million Jamaican dollars for 12 months. It will, among other things, firstly, provide technical assistance and guidance to key stakeholders, the agencies in the administration of hydropower developments.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the contract signing ceremony Tuesday. The development of hydropower capacity forms part of the ministry's Energy Security Efficiency and Enhancement Project. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.